Okay, hello. So I am the daughter of an immigrant. My mother is the oldest of 14 children. She remembers her own mother putting rubber sheets and newspapers down on the bed before she gave birth to each one of her children. My grandmother actually had 15 babies. One was born with spina bifida and died after 3 days in their cottage that didn't have running water or electricity or a doctor. My mom dropped out of high school when she was in the 9th grade because girls in her village, whose fathers were farmers, didn't have the money to go to high school. And she had hurt her foot, and they, instead of sending her to the doctor, had a woman come in from another country cottage and put leaves on her foot, and it got infected, and she never went back to school. So she went to work, and she eventually went to England, and she got herself into nursing school. And like every good immigrant daughter, she sent money home that my grandmother recorded in a book. Tommy sent this much, and John sent this much, and Sarah sent this much. And when things got really good, my grandmother bought 2 washing machines, because when you've had 14 children, what you need are 2 washing machines. So my mom is not from El Salvador or Mexico. She's from Ireland. And when I registered at Mercy High School as a freshman here in Baltimore, I wanted to take French. But she said no, she had lived in Chicago, and Spanish was going to be a lot more useful to me. So I promptly fell in love with Spanish and Latin America, and I went to Washington, and I thought after graduate school there, I was going to get a job at the OAS and speak Spanish. But there's lots of native Spanish speakers in Washington, and nobody wants a round-faced Irish girl who speaks Spanish as a second language. Okay, so I got a regular job, and I started tutoring at an elementary school in Washington, and I met a girl named Roxana Fuentes, and she was Salvadoran. And she was the only Salvadoran girl in her entire elementary school, and she got 1 hour of ESL every week. 1 hour. And nobody at home spoke English. So, because I had no social life, because I was a round-faced Irish girl, I tutored her like 4 or 5 days a week. Also, we're Catholic, and I have a guilty conscience. And my mom said, make the world a better place. Okay, so I did that. So I learned, cállate, cipota, because that's what you say. And I, when you met Salvadorans, you said, San Miguel o la Unión, ¿de qué parte? Because that's where Salvadorans in Washington come from, San Miguel o la Unión, o San Salvador, pues. Okay, so I come back to Baltimore because I'm never going to get a job that I really want in Washington. And I get a job at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. Anyone heard of Cristo Rey? Okay, so I joined the school 4 months before it opened. Okay, but the thing was that Cristo Rey, which is in East Baltimore, had hardly any Hispanic students because no one knew about Cristo Rey. Okay, so I decide we're going to get kids in here from El Salvador and Mexico, from the neighborhood. We're going to serve the students of the neighborhood. So what's the best way to do that? The best way is for me, Mary Beth, to become a bilingual catechist at Our Lady of Pompeii Parish in Highlandtown. That's the best way. So I spend my Saturdays, 4 hours, first teaching 7th and 8th graders, preparing them for confirmation, and then going to Mass with them. Okay, that was terrific. It's probably why I'm still single today. Okay, that's how I spent my Saturdays. Okay, so then the thing was, the cutest thing, I mean, one of the best things was we had confirmation at Pompeii, and we were in the gymnasium, and there were hundreds and hundreds of kids, and some had tuxedos with Our Lady of Guadalupe on the back. And the Bishop Rozanski came in. He's a massive Polish guy. He's like 6 feet tall. And suddenly, everyone in the gym is like, ay, es el Papa. They thought the Pope had come for confirmation in Highlandtown. It was amazing. Okay, so Cristo Rey has grown, and we had a wonderful family that came, Ruben Torres. Okay, so Mr. Torres had three children, and he lives right by Hopkins Bayview. And he kept calling me, like, I want to know about the uniform. ¿Qué es el uniforme? Y la corbata y los zapatos. And also, we have to go to Mexico and put la fiesta en mi pueblo. And is it okay for Ruben to miss school? And I said, yeah, of course. Yeah, Mr. Torres, of course. So one day, I was at the community meetings with my friends Phyllis and John, who are here with me, at Cristo Rey. And un gringo, un americano, all right, Mr. Buddy came up to me, and he said, do you know the Torreses? And I said, I do. I only know Mr. Torres. I don't know about Mrs. Torres. And he said, well, you see, they were my neighbors. And they went home to Mexico for the feast in their pueblo. And they took the bus. And one night, it was at Christmas, and one night a Mexican lady knocked on my door. And I opened the door, and she said, Mr. Buddy, I have terrible news for you. There was a bus accident in Mexico, and Mrs. Torres died. But Mr. Torres brought the three boys back, even though Ruben had lost part of his foot, and his other brother had hurt his back, because they had to come back to America, because there was nothing for them where they lived in Mexico. And my mother said to me before she died that children of immigrants have a burden to prove that the sacrifices that their parents have made are worth it. And that is the story of my mom and Mr. Torres.